We're talking with Josh Borgen from Lots and getting the lowdown on the ice that is fishable at the head of Keweenaw Bay right now. And we've determined it's between 3 and 6 inches for the most part. Looks like it's going to continue to make a little bit of ice, too, at night until Thursday, where things are going to really warm up. But I'm hearing it's mostly a splake bite, some brown trout, and a lot of Swedish pimples are being talked about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can never go wrong with a Swedish pimple. I think anyone could say that's probably the best ice fishing lure for around this area, for sure. You know, I like buckshot spoons. Those are really good. The smaller, the better. I always try using the smallest lure I can. I think that's key, you know, with the current and stuff. Whatever you can get down there and keep straight up and down without it getting whipped around or, you know, out of your control or you're losing feeling. You know, I like to use some horizontal jigs, too. Depends what I'm fishing for. I find, you know, the splake, a buckshot with a minnow head, you know, walleye gear basically is what you catch them splake with. You know, if you can catch walleye on the ice, you can catch them splake, and when they're there, they're crazy. I mean, you can take the kids out and just have a ball. Yeah, you know, we've been planting them in Keweenaw Bay for a while, for the last, I want to say 5 years now, they've been planting them, and they just put a pretty big amount of them in this past season, so they're going to be there for the next couple of years again. So it's, you know, it's going to be kind of a consistent thing for us to have that good splake bite. And like I said, they're really good eating. I like eating them more than a lake trout. I think they, you know, they just taste a little better. And they're crazy. They're, you know, I always call them the Boston Terrier of fish. You know, they're just wild. So they're fun.
So is that what you've been chasing?
No, I've been looking for the infamous whitefish a little bit here and there. And they've been getting away from me. You know, I think they got my scent down from the last few years here, so it hasn't been so good for me.
Well, what are you chasing the whitefish with? Single eggs or waxies?
Well, in the deeper water, sometimes we boil up the salmon eggs. I don't have any salmon eggs for myself this year, so, and I haven't gone out that much either to really get into it where I'm, you know, really tracking them. And I like to fish in that 70 feet or even a little deeper when I do that with the slip bobber and stuff, but mostly just a Swedish pimple or even a fuzzy grub. You know, put a little bit of something that's stinky on it, and you know, once you get the technique down for jigging for those, especially in shallower water, what I suggest people do is try to sight fish for them in 20 feet of water or so, and you know, watch 5 or 10 of them come up to your lure and then do the classic bump it with their nose and swim away on you. And once you start getting a few to bite and you've seen what your lure was doing and what you're, you know, repeating that, and all of a sudden you start catching them. You know, that's what I think is good for learning how to catch those fish, because they're really, I think they're one of the toughest fish to catch.
Josh Borgen from Lots, can we catch up with you again next week, buddy?
Oh, for sure.
I got a feeling things are going to switch over to a steelhead bite.
Yeah, I'm itching for that. The last time I went, I got only a small brown, like a 14-inch brown, but I'm hoping there's still enough snow up in the hills here, which I think there should be to really get that river going.
I think there will be too.
If it doesn't get up, then it's just going to be, you know, I'll be catching them in June then, because if the water's low, they'll just keep trickling in, but nothing too crazy.
I appreciate your time, bud.
Yeah, man. I'll be talking to you.
This is The Outdoor Show.